5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
When someone hands you a sandwich, don't eat any of it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's not good for your breath.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Oh, Thursday, how good?
Good.
Oh, we love that, Bill, and I'll tell you what, big show. Xavier Ellis, our man X, man in the West, is going to be joining us to tell us what the hell's going on over there.
Yep.
Footy there tonight, ooh, pissing down with rain.
Big game.
Oh, yes, come on, Cats. So looking forward to that, and then a bit of Brag Artist later on as well, which we love, of course. Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you, and g'day to you, little Rab.
Ooh. Oh, that's out of the ground. That's gone. It's downtown. It's on my car. It is. I think it hit my car. Don't believe it.
Oh.
Ah, the downside of getting a park so close. Oh, no.
Did you pay insurance?
No, it's a rental.
Ian Smith, one of the great blokes alive, Ian Smith, and a great broadcaster. I see he was made recently an Order of New Zealand recipient or something along those lines. So he bloody should be, because he's a really good cricketer, but a ripping bloke. Nice. Now, what's going on, please, large man?
It was a year today, about 2 days ago, Jim.
Well, it wasn't today, but it was two days ago,
that England won the World Cup.
No, they didn't win it.
Well, they didn't win it. You're right.
They just hit more fours than anyone else.
Which is not the rule anymore.
And wasn't until that competition. So it was for that window was open for about 2 seconds, and they latched on.
Oh, big news today. Travis Old, who's got the... I know Gil's got a hard job, but Travis has too, because he's got to try and put the fixture together.
Yeah, he does.
And he was on the hot breakfast, and I asked him, Jim, because I just was in there with
of course you were.
Ed and Luke. And I said, has the grand final date changed, Travis?
Yeah, we talk about that change date to the grand final. I guarantee one thing, it'll change again.
Oh.
Things keep moving around. But what we do know is we've just got to buy ourselves time. And so if we can condense when we've got the opportunity to condense, and if we can make it work for the players and the clubs, and the attitude of both of those parties has been incredible. And so if we can deal with some four-day breaks, the feedback we're getting from clubs in the hubs is that it's no good sitting around. If we're here, let's play and recover and play again.
Oh, and condense. You know what condense means, Jim?
Yes, I do, Bill.
Have you had condensed milk?
Not for a very long time.
Jeez, I love condensed milk.
How's he got there? How's he got
in the coffee, I used to have a little scoop of condensed
milk.
Talking
about condensing the season.
Well, 33 games, Jim.
Yes.
In 19 consecutive days.
That's it. Well, we said this, I reckon we were almost the first to say it back in bloody March or whenever it was, that it'll end up being like the BBL, where you get a game every day, and that'll be absolutely fine. I think it's something new. Yep. Probably we'll never do it again, but let's enjoy it while it happens.
That's right. 13 matches, 19 days, so that means double headers also. I'm looking forward to it. Nice. Bang, bang.
That's it, Bill.
Also, he's talking about the new date of the grand final, Jim. October 17th, they're talking. You know what day that is?
Caulfield Cup.
Caulfield Cup.
All right. Well, it's going to have to bang into racing at some stage, isn't
it? Well, it will. Just how it all works.
Perth, Bill.
Can we get...
Let me just say this to you.
What?
Perth grand final.
Yes,
if it can't be played at the MCG. Now, we know that. Before people start ringing in and getting all carried away, we know MCG is obviously their preferred venue.
That's
but if it can't be there,
yes.
Imagine if it's Perth. It's a twilight game beamed back into the eastern states.
Timing's
in prime time.
Yep.
You're out of the way of the racing, which is important because that, of course, owns those days.
That's right.
I can't see, and full house Optus Stadium, Bill, for me, that works better than any other option.
All right. But I did listen to you yesterday, Jim, because I do listen to you. I know you think I don't.
Yes.
But Queensland might get it too.
Well, they
might. Because they deserve a little credit for what they've done.
The Premier, I agree with you, Bill. Yeah. No doubt about that. But I'm just parking all of the where do we, who do we owe.
No, I think Perth.
What, do you think I do? Perth would
footy
be
state.
The best fit.
And it's a footy state.
Yep. Anyway, we a lot of water to go under that
I think
bridge.
The Sports and Racing Minister, Martin Pakula, said it won't clash with the racing, so it'll be either Saturday night or a Sunday.
Yeah, good.
Right. All right. Hey, Geelong Collingwood, by the way, tonight.
Oh, yes, please. Pissing rain.
Well, we'll ask Xavier when we talk to Zav later, but it's not going to be good. 21 and showers, Jim.
Jeez, haven't had a game there for 3 months. They get one finally and it's raining. Never rains in Perth.
I think the crowd's 28,000. I think they've sold 20,000 tickets already, so we'll ask him all about that. Oh, Dugowie comes back in, bang, straight back in. And Josh Dacos, I didn't know he got dropped.
He was injured.
He was injured, righto, and in for the Cats. Jack Stephen comes back.
Oh, yes.
No long sleeve, Jack.
Oh, come on.
And Jordan Clark, good to see him playing.
He played for a while. What's going on there? One of the absolute rising stars of 90 at the 19 season. What's happening?
Right. Well, they need some run. They do. First time two Vic teams have played in Western Australia.
Mm. Is it?
I don't know. Well, don't write me questions when I don't know. 250 games for Josh Kennedy, West Coast Eagles.
Yes, been good a very, very good player.
150 games coach Leon Cameron, Jim.
Oh,
not bad.
Right.
150 games Rory Laird.
Yes.
And it's 600 games combined, Gary Ablett Jr. and Sr. Oh,
that's unbelievable.
That's a good effort.
And pretty good batch of 600 played too by the, between the two of them. Now, Fat.
Have they been the best?
Father-son?
Ever? In Australian
question
sport.
Question without notice.
I'm saying
but
Australian
you'd have to
sport.
Say, you'd have to say. I can't
well,
think
Savanis
of a better one.
You could throw in there.
Yeah. But no, I can't think of a better one. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Are you wandering into the political space?
Well, you've got to be careful because you do and you get in trouble every time you speak politics.
No, not at
you
all.
Do?
I just tell it as it is.
Well, Kanye. Well,
yes.
Kanye. Yes. Well, yeah. You say it, Jim.
Yes.
Well, he was going to campaign for presidency of America there, Jim, of course. But he's pulled out.
Right.
The rapper has pulled out.
Right.
But I think he was serious. Some people say he wasn't serious, but I think he was. He had 180 campaign staff hired.
Right.
He's only 43, which makes him a lot younger than those old blokes that are going up Biden or whoever it is up against our men. So he might have done okay, but I never thought it was serious. So that's it. He's out. Look. He's not running anymore.
So another celebrity wandering into the political space.
Well, only
it doesn't always work.
It
we've had
always.
A few examples of it in our country.
Flogs.
Old
Mal Meninga. Mal.
Just a person out there making sure that I was... I'm buggered.
Come on, Mal.
Oh, Malma, not lasting too long, and we had one
have
a
crack,
bit closer to home.
Well, you've got to know
what's
yourself.
Your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Who is the Auditor General? Because he said, God save the Queen, because nothing will save
the Governor General.
The Auditor General, I think you'll find it is.
The Governor General, Fat. Yeah. So we've had a few examples of blokes that thought they might get into politics and then...
No.
But the brick with eyes, old Glennie Lazarus.
But he got up
he
there.
He got in.
He actually got up while he was going to get in. Didn't he? He got up there to speak and he lasted 10 seconds. Fair dinkum. At least I didn't go that far, Jim.
No,
I made a decision.
Thankfully, Bill, you didn't.
Well, you get offered 100K and two receptionists to cut the phone calls.
Two
off.
Receptionists.
I did. Two receptionists to take the calls and I just had to go out to the openings.
What are we dealing with now?
Anyway, I didn't take it.
So is that the end of the wrap?
Oh, we got a quiz today, Jim. And,
no, we haven't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No,
we had it yesterday.
No, the quiz was yesterday.
That's right.
We've got a quiz today. Oh, my
Do you know
God.
That this idiot trying to put on the mask,
We've
Jim.
Got a quiz. That's you.
That is me, actually. Yes. But that is the how to and how not to put on a mask
that's
around
also
the office.
A picture, and we're on radio.
Yeah, I'm showing Jim. We're in a break, so it's all
right. No, we're not. A, he's thrown to a quiz that's not happening. And B, you've thrown to a photo no one can see.
No, we got some good feedback from the quiz.
Did you?
You didn't let me finish. Oh. So you never let me finish. We got some good feedback.
Oh,
like, this bloke's got no idea,
yeah,
says
that's
Zach.
It. No, that's pretty comprehensive.
Tom said, this is really hard to watch. Just wanted to put it on him. He wanted to put it on me.
Oh.
This picture sums up Fat's ability to deliver
That's
on
it.
Any quiz.
That's it.
And car crash radio.
Car crash radio.
So
and we all
you.
Know that.
Thank you for the
All right. We need to get to a break. Xavier Ellis to join us next.
Yeah.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
He's an AFL Premiership hero.
Here is Ellis in front of the big ones at the punt right, and he's got it!
Number 8, Xavier Ellis.
Now he's Perth's biggest breakfast star.
Tell me you love me.
I love you.
It's our man in the West, Xavier Ellis.
Oh, and he joins us now. X, welcome to you.
Gee whiz, some poor buggers wasted some time on that opener, but I appreciate it all the same.
We send footy over to you for the first time in 3 months and it's pissing down.
Yeah, you're right, mate. I'm looking through the window as we speak, and I usually have a pretty good view of the city, but you can't actually see it, so it's tumbling down, unfortunately. We might be in for a bit of a scrap tonight.
Oh, no. So is it going to stop, or is it going to continue all day?
Oh, mate, I think we're in a fair bit of strife. As you'd know, JB, when it does come down in WA, it comes down pretty hard. So I think we might be in a bit of trouble, Bill, so your Cats would want to be pretty good in the wet.
How many tickets have we sold and what is the capacity tonight?
So capacity's 30,000 and I reckon we're around 20,000. I think probably the rain will keep the 10 away. So I don't think we'll get capacity, but I mean, 20,000 in this day and age, I think we'll all be pretty happy with that.
Tell us what the vibe's like. Two Victorian teams playing in Perth. Not sure that's ever happened before. What's the feeling like around the place?
Mate, I think it's also Derby week as well. So footy's really on the agenda. I think that, we've been lucky enough to have two pretty good teams sent over as well in the Cats and the Pies. So everyone's excited to have it in town and, and it's going to culminate in the Derby on Sunday. So everyone's excited, except obviously a bit of a downer with the current conditions.
Pretty good. Two best teams in the comp, my friend. No. Now, tell us, Zavvy.
Yes, mate.
Zavvy.
Or Cheeksy. Now, tell us, what's the update, please, on Subiaco, the ground, and Wacker, the ground?
The Subiaco, mate, is now a school. Yeah, there's a school there with the oval's still there, but there's no grandstands or anything. There's the interchange bench where I spent a lot of time a couple of rows of seats, and then the Wacker's too small, mate. I mean, I'm surprised JB didn't make some runs at the Wacker because it's a very small boundary line.
It used to bounce a bit and go through a bit
quicker. And also I can walk you through the 1990 grand final, Claremont South from Adelaide, when you got about a good half hour I'll need for that X.
So you couldn't have another game of footy at the Wacker?
No, you couldn't, mate. It'd be too small. There's talk about potentially playing some waffle there, but... it's probably not suitable for AFL. It's probably length and width, I think, might be the issue.
They were talking a while back about redeveloping the ground, reconfiguring the ground so that they could have footy there again. But they brought, where the old scoreboard is, they brought that boundary in and they brought the Queen's Park boundary
in.
So they're not, it's not the same as when you played there.
We used to play there. And remember Malcolm Blight, coach from the table, brought a table out. He did. He brought a table out on the ground. So the boundaries must have been long. And he stood on top of the table and coached from there.
But Fat, they've got a superb, brand new, bespoke football stadium. They don't need to play anywhere else.
What do you mean bespoke?
Well, it's built for that.
Yeah, but I am saying that if they have a hub over there, because we're all going to Queensland or WA, and they wanted to play all these games, you could play maybe at another venue, but maybe not, as Big Cheeksy's telling us.
Yeah, no, mate. And I need to get to the bottom of the car park there.
Don't.
With the hub life, I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of hamstrings going too with that hard
service. The hard service. You watch tonight. It's been raining all day. Someone will do a calf or a hammy because of the surface.
X, you've been under there, I've been under there, and Fat has actually been under there as well, and there is no car park under the grass at Optus Stadium.
Oh, no. I mean, Bill, you might have been to a couple of functions before you left the ground that night. There's certainly no car park under the ground.
What's that big pub next to the ground?
Budgie Bahaja's joint.
Yeah.
The Canfield.
Jim. Beautiful. Staggering there. That's where I might have been. I might have gone down to the cellar.
You reckon there was a car park under there?
I went down to the cellar. That's right.
Hey, X, stick around. More to discuss with you, please.
No worries, guys.
This man, Xavier Ellis, joining us from Perth.
Hi, guys. Xavier Ellis here. We're looking forward to Saturday night's game and spending Easter with our fans. Fan Zone will be pumping outside Gate 10. There's plenty of prizes to be won, so head down before the game. We're really looking forward to bouncing back against the Power, so come along and cheer us on.
Who would have thought a great broadcaster would come out of that?
Oh, mate. That's
as wooden a delivery as any of us have ever heard, X.
I thought it was Toy Story.
No, the only thing I'm feeling so much better about myself hearing that because I've been seeing your ads for Points Bet, Billy, and they are worth. They are shockers, Bill.
The T-Rex, I tell you, I'm getting paid, so shut up.
You should be getting a government grant, mate. You'd look unusual.
So you pumped up the Eagles fans to come along to that game against Port. So what happened in the end?
I think I did my calf, mate.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Port won by 14 points, first of all. And I just had a look at your stats. One handball for the game.
I did my calf at the first centre bounce and I got the first clearance. So I imagine if I extrapolate that over 120 minutes, I've had 50.
One handball for the game. He played the whole game.
Pig's ass.
You did so. Hey, a couple of interesting things here. We've been listening to you on podcast and talk about Clarko. Mm-hmm. And is this true, Zave?
Yep.
That when Clarko put a hole in the wall, remember that at the MCG gym? Yes. Because of Matty Suckling made a clanger out there. Yes. He wasn't happy. He went bang. Did he try to get Matty to pay for half the damage bill?
Mate, I'm not entirely sure. I know he shook hands with his fist that day because I was on the other side of the wall. But Matty Suckling was one of those players that did cop a fair hiding because he did try and take on a few fancy kicks. But I'll say it's true.
Oh,
I say it's true.
What I heard, Jim. I heard that.
You pay half.
Yeah, you pay. Come on, Clark.
Poor old suckers would have been on about 170. Hey, what's else is happening over there, please? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but over here we're not allowed outside. We're not allowed to speak to anyone and not allowed to touch anyone. What's going on in the West, please?
Well, in my own personal life, the wife and kid were meant to be in Broome on Wednesday, but Virgin cancelled the flight. So I had all sorts of mischief planned for the last couple of days. I tell you what, they're meant to fly out tomorrow. I've got a full tank of petrol in the car. If the flight's cancelled, I'm driving them up. They're going, I'll do the 17 hours and just leave them up there because he's a terrorist, the little one at the moment.
And you got another one on the way, haven't you?
Another one on the way. So
not you, but I suppose if you looked at yourself, you'd think.
Bill, no. I feel so comfortable dealing with you because I know you sit and wee. You haven't seen it for a long time, Bill. I feel so comfortable arguing with you about weight, you fat freak.
You know what he does, X, and this is a well-known fact, when he has a number two.
Yeah.
He gets completely nude and uses the number two throne in his bathroom and then goes straight from the throne into the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill, I'd love to know, have you ever sent a nude to someone? Have you ever sent one?
Well, they didn't know what it was. They thought it was the Loch Ness monster.
The Michelin man.
Oh, you don't want to even think about it.
No, I've never done that. That's just stupid stuff. I hope you haven't done that, Xavier.
No, mate, it'd be quite embarrassing, so I keep that at home nice and private.
A little smarty you got there. Hey, your Melbourne grammar boy, Jim, and guess who his best mate was for a couple of years? Big Tomahawk. You should catch up with the Hawk over there. He's in Perth at the minute.
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to. I think if I pop in, then they get sent home. So, it's all in lockdown, so they're not allowed to come out. Our Premier's got a pretty tight handle on things. So, he's one of my best mates, and so's your captain, but I can't get in there to see him. So, pretty lonely over here for everyone that's playing footy.
And the other thing X did is waste a hell of a lot of money going on a cricket tour of England in 2005.
Oh, what could
the
you
hell
do?
Were you doing over there?
Mate, hang on.
Fielder.
Now, this is true.
Oh, here we go.
I opened the batting once for Grammar, and one day, 209, not out, red ink.
How many overs? 50?
Yeah, 50 overs. Yeah.
209 not out.
Yeah, they had a bell in the ball.
Yeah, it was at Wesley. They said it might have been at the blind school.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you're an opening batsman.
Yeah, frightened of it. Absolutely frightened.
Like Jim.
No good at cricket good at footy. So
I know that. Well, we're good footballer, but I did play in a celebrity T20 game at Melbourne Grammar once with X and Big Hawk. And it was heads bobbing as to who was more shit out.
But I think
in the end you won, X.
Yeah, Hawk could be no good. What did the Hawk do?
Mate, he comes in. Remember when you were a kid, you'd go to the cricket and you'd see the 6'6" bloke and think, shit, he's going to bowl some heat.
Quick.
He'd come in. It was the Caucasian version of Sulman Ben, the old three-step leg spinner.
Barry Stoneham used to do that because he was a great runner.
Yeah.
He'd come off 40 paces, right? And you go, shit, he's
going to be fast.
Big red head.
Yeah. That's it.
Craig McDermott. LB one day, and the umpire said, no, not giving that out. Baz said, boy, he said, wouldn't have knocked the bales off.
Not fast enough to knock the bales off.
Come on, Barrett. Hey, who's calling tonight? Triple M team, please, over there in Perth.
Yeah, Lockie Reed, Den's popping in, and of course, Norm Smith medalist Andrew Embley will be in there as well. So
he was a bit late last week, Embers.
Was he? He's spending a lot of time down south. He's got a girlfriend with a fair bit of a cashola.
Oh, he's done well.
Yes, very well. Very well.
Well, the great D committee, you'll enjoy working with him, X. He's one of the all-time greats. So that'll be superb. Enjoy that game of footy. Who's winning, by the way, as we let you go?
Oh, I think, unfortunately, Bill, I think the wet might... I'm picking Collingwood. Those old bodies, Geelong, might not hold up in the wet. So I'm going Collingwood.
Well, you're a dick.
Great chatting to you, X. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
See you, guys. Good luck. Cheers.
See you, Cop.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, and we're doing this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do brag out as fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Well, the government said to stay at home and to take it easy. So I worked from home yesterday, and according to my Apple Watch, I took 53 steps. You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Thursday Brag Artist.
Oh, and I normally take control of this given the incredible life I lead.
Yes.
But somehow... Yep. I'm handing it over to you.
And so you should here with old John Wright from New Zealand opening batting here, Jim.
Yes.
Actually, last night I played X-Golf, which was very nice in Geelong. Geelong's open, of course, and played X-Golf. Guess what I went around Metropolitan in, Jim?
What?
99.
99.
So that's not a brag.
Not, I wouldn't be bragging about that, no.
Brad Johnson went around in 90. He wasn't much better.
No.
But, Jim,
yes,
I've just got the, our Instagram profiles up here.
Yes.
Up on screen. Yes. And I just want to have a look at this. Billy Brown's 195 posts. You've had 453. Jeez, yeah,
so I'm a bit more entertaining.
No, you're not.
A lot more.
Followers, Jim. You've got 70,000. That is it. You've been stuck on that for a while.
That's true.
Anthony
Williams, a whole lot of them.
Anthony William, 115, Jim.
What?
1,000.
No chance you're making that up.
But I know you tried to do this the other week
George
and you didn't
tried
get
to do it.
You didn't get a blue tick. But guess who has got a blue tick next to his name? Billy Brownless, blue tick.
You're
well
so
done.
Unbelievable.
Been waiting for this for 2 weeks. Yeah, sucked
I actually did some diving into this.
What?
Right. You've got to be a suckhole to get a blue tick.
No, you
you've
don't.
Got to firstly declare yourself a public figure.
Well,
then you've got to list all the dump mobs you work for and all that sort of crap. So, Bill, you've sold your soul to get a blue tick.
No, I didn't.
And I wear not having one like a badge of honour now that I understand what they're about.
Well, look what you put down after your name. Ambassador. Like
That's different.
Flog ambassador. Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Hey, speaking of which... Mm. We are giving away today a golf bag from Mercedes-Benz Berwick, Australian family owned and operated. They can bring the dealership to you just 24 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. A golf bag, Bill. Stand bag, superb.
Cobra.
Mm. Yeah,
nice.
Don't worry about
It's not, we haven't got the golf bag stealer in here.
No, exactly right.
And you've got Taylor Made, you've got Saab Brewery. Oh, that's down the, very nice.
Saab
we like
Brewery,
that.
Yes, of course.
Nike.
And Oakley.
Oakley.
Beautiful.
What have I got? Channel 9, Triple M and Frothy Drinker. Anyway, I've got a blue tick. Blue tick, Brownless.
So what we've done on social media is got people to jump in if they want to be a part of Brag Artist, of course.
Jim, yes.
And Michael Broadley, we need JB and Fat Live, the Triple M family in South Australia. Well, we'd love to, but we can't get in there. They've locked us out of there.
We are trying to get to Queensland.
We're going to Gippsland next week.
Are we?
As in the show is.
Yes,
as
of Monday.
We're not going there live.
It's a good fun park up there.
I got two tickets to see the Mighty Blues 2 weeks in a row. So he's obviously in Brisbane.
What about Tim?
Go on.
I once went on a footy trip and came back.
Matty Murphy. I'm the guy that doesn't own a puffy jacket. I quite like that. The fact that I live in WA and don't have to be locked down, says Benny Hopcraft.
Matty, Carlton are in the top eight.
Mm. Yeah.
First time ever in... Cripsy's life, isn't it?
Jamie.
Not life, but career.
Winning Wednesday's terribly illustrated hump day quiz. But we have got a couple of callers.
Oh, we have.
Oh. Brendo's first from Phillip Island.
Brendo.
Billy, JB, hope you're having a better day than me, boys.
What's happened?
What's happened there, Brendo?
Phillip Island.
Mate, I tell you, I'm that good. I can get a double cab bog, the tractor bog, and a Colorado four-wheel drive bog just getting out one car.
So what happened, mate? How did this all come about?
Oh, mate, we've got a heap of land out the back of our property.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of firewood, and the night's a bit cold down here, so I've gone down to get a bit of wood with the chainsaw.
Yep.
And I've followed, it's all floodplain, so I've followed the higher spots, and I've hit a low.
Bill.
So, mate, you
got
to know
his ute
that.
Bogged. He sent a tractor down there to pull it out, and it got bogged. Then he sent a four-wheel drive down there, and that got bogged as well.
See, this annoys me, Jim, because I'm a country boy, Brendan. I'm a country boy. And you always go to the high plane. You always go along there, and you know there's going to be water where it's low.
I'll tell you what, I've got a six-ton excavator coming to pull this out once I get it all out of the hole.
Kubota.
I'll probably get that bogged as well.
What happens if that gets bogged? What do you do then?
Oh, I'm in the shit, aren't I?
Stay there, Brendo. I like that. Jack. Yeah, Will. Will is Hill. Hello, Jackie boy.
Hi, Jim. How are we?
Going beautifully, mate. Now, brag artist, please.
That's what you don't say when you get on a plane.
Yeah, so obviously this has been pretty difficult. Sorry, Bill. I missed you there.
Sorry.
Yes.
You're trying to speak while Bill's interrupting.
Shut up, fat. Yes, Jack.
Go on, Jack.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Long time listener, first time caller.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this year's been pretty difficult with studying because it's all been pushed online. But my brag artist is I passed all my uni subjects with very minimal effort, just like Bill's minimal effort of actually making us laugh as a joke.
Nice, Jack.
So all these uni subjects, what are you doing?
So I'm doing sport management. Right. So I only just started it this year, and there was a couple of different ones. It was like how to run a business, how to be a management person sort of thing.
Well, Bill,
and then crushed it out.
Sort of thing.
We know lots of sports managers that put in minimal effort.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. One is probably the better one.
Cement head. And then old Liam.
We did go to school, Stall. Imagine that up in Stall. Come on, or wherever he's
all
from.
All right, so Fat Nice, a couple of callers there. We've got not only the Mercedes-Benz Berrick golf bag, but we've also got the grilled voucher, $50. 100% natural, no artificial colours, flavours or preservatives.
New burgers there.
New burgers, superb. Yum. Neverland voucher. These are the best prizes in radio give away.
I think they can choose. So Brennan, who got bogged, Brendan, and he got everything even, bogged.
There's
got
a D in his name, Brendan.
Well, I reckon. What's your name?
Brennan.
So there's no D in it?
Ah, so who's correct?
Have we got a D on here?
Is it Brendan or Brennan?
It's Brennan.
Brennan.
Oh. It's Brennan, Bill, you idiot.
So I'm right.
There's no D in it.
No, you're not.
I'm the snake catcher from Cowes, boys.
Oh. No idea. What, what did you do? You also catch snakes.
Yeah, right.
You ever play golf, Brennan?
I have found that trust putter is quite good, lad.
Oh, right. Are you getting a grilled voucher and or a Neverland store voucher? Which one would you want, the Neverland gear or the grilled voucher?
I'll go the grilled voucher.
Oh, beautiful, too. Don't worry about that.
$50.
Jackie Boy from Wheeler's Hill. Jack.
Go again.
Jack.
Yeah.
Now, do you play golf, Jack?
I do.
All right. Well, you're very fortunate because you need to play golf to receive this magnificent golf bag from Mercedes-Benz Berrick. Otherwise, I'm hanging on to it for personal use.
No, Jack will have it.
Well done, Jack. Family owned and operated. They bring the dealership to you 24 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. The best are Mercedes-Benz Berrick. That's coming your way.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. And Bill?
Yes, Jack.
Enjoy that, Jack.
We could probably give a $100 Neverland voucher to someone from social media if we like. Right, if you liked one, really.
Who did you like most?
Tom. Oh, even Tim. Well, the I before the O.
No.
Butler. I once listened to JB talk and didn't fall asleep.
So you're not giving him something for that. Bill, you need to be funnier than that.
Neverland store voucher. You need to be funnier than that. Home of Aussie streetwear. All your favourite brands. Nina Pastina and Kiss Chasey. Neverlandstore.com.au.
Yeah, sorry. You're not getting that, Tim. It goes to Adrian, Jim.
Adrian.
I'm a dad again. Yes. Number 4 for me to go along with 6. 6 stepkids.
Oh, well done.
Mate, he's got 10 kids. He's gone again.
He can't be doing that.
I'll tell you what you want to do is just chop the doodle off, Adrian. Oh, mate, he can't be doing that,
Jim. He can't work out where they're coming from.
Mate, he's got 10.
All right, he's getting a Neverland voucher.
Well done, Adrian.
Enjoy that, Ado. All right, nice helping of brag artist.
Well done.
Jeez, that's a good one.
That's a good show.
All right, nice show. Stick around tonight, of course, Geelong, Collingwood from the West, the Great D Committee in charge, Lockie Reed, Embers, our man Xavier Ellis, they're having an eating off, those two, Tanya Armstrong down on the boundary, Mark Cometti doing the stats, beautiful call team there. Now, Fat, a lot of people, because we're in the middle of lockdown, don't actually understand which businesses are open, like pubs.
That's right, exactly.
It's certainly down where you are.
Well, Geelong is,
and which businesses are shut.
Yes.
But they're essential businesses, like our man, Johnny, of course, from the wheel shop out of Derrimut.
Oh, Derrimut,
he's been sponsors of this show on a number of occasions.
He has helped us out,
Elgar Road, Derrimut.
Yep.
So if you need a new set of boots, it's an essential business. Get out, ask for Johnny. I always say this. You've heard him mention it on the Rush Hour, and he'll give you the best price in Melbourne, no doubt about it. But there's an example, Fat, out at the wheel shop in Derrimut of someone who will, look after you, but B...
And he's open.
...are still open because it's an essential business.
Mm. Some other news, Jim. Nat Fyfe out of the local derby there. With a hamstring.
Yeah, which he had going into the last game.
Exactly right. So he might miss a couple of weeks. Yes. Which is, and also, Ray Carroll, my great mate, English teacher and footy coach at Assumption, and has helped out Assumption kids for 60 years.
Yeah. Legend.
60. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday to Mr. Carroll.
Even I know about him,
yeah.
And I know nothing about Assumption. The great, Dicko was, I think, Ben Dixon, the greatest footballer out of there, and then Simon O'Donnell, the greatest all-rounder out of there.
Right. Neil Danaher, the legend. You ask any of those blokes about Ray Carroll, and they say he is one of the greats.
Yeah, the thing that Ray Carroll never seems to do is mention Bill.
No, he does.
All of those come out of his mouth first until he eventually goes. Shane Crawford.
Oh, silly.
There's another
Shane.
One.
Another
one of Brown, though.
All of these footballers are in front of Bill.
No. Yes. I think if you add football cricket.
No, it was Simon O'Donnell.
No, me.
I think
he's got me number
Scoo
one.
Scoo plays for St Kilda 20-odd times. So that's senior football.
Games,
and, of course, played for Australian Test cricket one day. Central World Cup winner.
Yeah.
You played seconds for Essendon.
I've never seen Scuba take a wicket in those replays you see. You know when you see, I've never seen Roger Harper take a wicket.
Yes.
I've never seen Scuba. He comes trundling in. His body goes everywhere. Next minute you look up, it's into the fence.
He did have that kinky elbow, elbow that was never quite straightened up. Anyway, all right, Fatso. Very nice there for Ray.
Yes.
But maybe a joke from you. And by the way, get stuck into Friday, the fill-up.
Oh, yes.
How do we do that, Rabbits?
Three bonus podcasts coming tomorrow on the Triple M app.
Righto. Get stuck into that. Righto, Fat, something humorous to finish.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
What was that? Yeah.
Crew Tracker is the app built for Aussie tradies as well. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
Oh, you should trial it because it's very good and it's easy and it's free.
Right.
Well, you trial it, obviously.
Thank you. Yeah, Bill.
Do that.
That'd be a trial.
Thanks to our friends, Brendan and Grahamy. From It's Grahamy.
I think one of them is Matt.
Yeah. And Matt, too.
And
he
Matt
tries
as well.
To
so
get
there's
in
no
there.
Actual Grahamy.
No, Grahamy. No. Who called
Grahamy
him?
LeBroy.
Grahamy LeBroy.
Because he couldn't come up with anything funnier. Great man.
Oh, Jim.
Right, here we go. Something funny.
What did the swordfish say to the marlin?
What?
Gee, you're looking sharp.
No. Oh, come on, Bill.
Do you know what a swordfish is? Do you want another one?
Yes.
It's
not bad.
That's all right. All right, Jim. Yeah, there was two cows and they were sitting in a paddock having a chat.
Yes.
And one of them said, hang on. They were grazing in a field, Jim, just minding their own business.
Yeah,
and one cow says to the other one, do you ever worry about this mad cow disease?
Yes.
The other cow looked at him and said, why would I care? I'm a f***ing helicopter.
He wasn't sure if it was funny, so he put an F-bomb in
there. Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Fat.
But always funnier with the F-bomb.
Come on.
Have a great weekend. Sorry we can't, but we are on tomorrow.
Go Cats tonight.
Go off. Come on, pussy cats.
Come on, Forrest.
Pizza pies.
Come on,
Forrest. Hot pies. Hot coal pies. And hot
cats. Come on, Forrest.
Hot pussy.